楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に作用をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている。表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体感、気持ちと伝え、進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に、遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。聞こえるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、異常なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
New York City Marathon. Glossary. New York City Marathon. Younger. Comparative form of young. Real. An athlete. An athlete.Used to plus verb equals past habit. To run, ran, run. Three times a week. To take part in. A race. To use. Within plus duration. Or so. To hold, held, held. Not only. Entertaining.Along the way. To get to plus verb. Street performances. Entertainment. To cheer. Duration plus ago. Unable to. Still. To enjoy. To guess. To get old.Second to last. Worst. Comparative form of bad. Still, but, yet. The most. Famous. A sporting event. Quite. True. However, but. Pleasurable. To cover. A burrow. To cross a bridge.To get to reach, up north, so that, briefly, To make a detour. An orchestra. Lots of. A lot of. Brass. Doping. Cheating. As far as X is concerned. A computer chip. At the back. A bib. A jersey. To wear. To make difficult. What's the point? Prize money. To have in mind. To challenge oneself. To outdo oneself. Besides. A course, a race. Lively. To register for. To fill in a form. A fee. On average. Is it worth it? Grammar. Equivalence of can for past and future tenses. In English, we use the modal can at the present tense only. To refer to capacity or permission, we use equivalence. Capacity. When we use can for capacity, we use be able to for past and future tenses. For the past tense, the pattern is was, were, able to, plus verb. Example, I was able to visit Tribeca. For negative statements, we have two options. Was, were, not able to, plus verb, or was, were, unable to, plus verb. Example, we were not able to sleep. We were unable to sleep. For the future, the pattern is will be able to plus verb. Example, I will be able to relax when it is the weekend. Children won't be able to swim without swimming armbands. Permission. When we use can for permission, we use be allowed to for past and future tenses. For the past, the pattern is was, were allowed to plus verb. Example, I was allowed to access the secret area. The children were allowed to eat candy. For negative statements, we have two options. Was, were not allowed to plus verb, or was, were forbidden to plus verb. Example, we were not allowed to smoke. We were forbidden to smoke. For the future, the pattern is will be allowed to plus verb. Example, my son will be allowed to use my car when he has his driver's license. Children won't be allowed to swim as long as they don't wear swimming armbands. And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. The New York City Marathon. When I was younger, I was a real athlete. I used to run 3 times a week and take part in races.
Why are you using the past?
Now I'm unable to. I can still run and enjoy the activity, but it's hard. I guess I'm getting old.
When was the last time you ran a race?
I ran the New York City Marathon 2 years ago. I was second to last. It could be worse.
Second to last? Still, this is one of the most famous sporting events and races. 42 kilometers is quite a long distance.
True. However, it is very pleasurable. The marathon covers all 5 boroughs of New York City. It starts at Staten Island. After crossing the bridge, we get to Brooklyn, running up north to Queens, where we cross the East River so we can reach Manhattan. Then, we briefly make a detour by the Bronx to finish in Central Park in Manhattan. Some people finish within 2 hours and 15 minutes or so. It is held on the first Sunday of November, so a lot of people, not only athletes, participate.
It must be quite long.
Well, it is, but it's quite interesting. Along the way, you get to see street performances and entertainment. A lot of people cheering and orchestras playing jazz standard. Lots of brass.
Is there any problem? Doping? Cheating? Is there any problem? Doping? Cheating?
I've never heard of it. I don't think anyone takes drugs. As far as cheating is concerned, there's a computer chip at the back of any runner's bib. The jersey you wear, so it makes it very difficult. I've never heard of it. I don't think anyone takes drugs. As far as cheating is concerned, there is a computer chip at the back of any runner's bib, the jersey you wear, so it makes it very difficult to cheat. And what's the point, anyway?
Well, the prize money is $100,000.
I know. But if I had in mind the prize or the first place, I'd never run. It is just a way to challenge yourself and outdo yourself. Besides, New York is a beautiful city. And the different bridges, parks, streets, and avenues you cross make the course even more lively.
How do you register for the marathon?
Months in advance. You must fill in a form and pay a fee. You are allowed to take part in the race. Through selection.
How much is the fee?
It depends, but on average, people pay around $300 to $350. It is definitely worth it.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands. Your feet, your legs, you stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.